If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Anti radio program. I am he, your humble host, Conservative Nation Radio Network. Welcome, one and all, my friend. Thank you for joining me today. As always, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. here on the Conservative Nation Radio Network, conservativenationradio.org. Visit us on Facebook, please, Conservative Nation Radio. Give us a like and a share. And my own show is there as well. Just type in Manti Show and like me. All right, you can contact me through the Facebook page or by calling me, 718-305-7176, or emailing me, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. So please feel free to do that. Of course, if you follow whatever I'm doing outside of the show, it's christophermanti.com. And all my activities will be detailed for you there. Exciting projects coming up, I'll tell you about soon. Trinity Media, of course. These are the Trinity Media Studios. Fantastic facilities here in Newcastle County, Delaware. Ground zero for truth. At least I had some church obligations, but I am back. So I'm excited to be back, and I will continue our discussion, our teaching, really, of Revelation, the book of Revelation. We are on chapter 12, believe it or not. I've gone the past month or two here. Every Friday, I've gone through from chapter 1, the first line. Line by line, we've gone through. Haven't skipped over anything. We've gone in depth and gone to other books of the Bible and cross-referencing and really breaking down the where it comes from, rightly dividing, as it were. It's the only way to do it because you need to know this book. You need to know Revelation. You cannot toss it aside. You cannot say, oh, my church says I don't need to know this. You will be held accountable for the book of Revelation by God. You need to know it and study it. It is not dead. It's not fulfilled. It's the word of God, just like the Gospels, just like the Genesis, just like the prophets, the Psalms. Paul's letters, everything. It's all one continuum. If you don't know Revelation, you don't know the Bible, period. Because it reveals everything in it. All right, we'll get back to that later in the show. Hope you stick around. My first and last word about Anthony Weiner. I don't even want to bring this guy up, but I must say one aspect of this creep and his creep wife, you should know. So I'll get to that in a minute. And of course, here we have, for some reason, Chris Christie, Governor of New Jersey, my former state, has decided to launch a preemptive strike against Rand Paul. We'll get into that, why he did that. And something I blogged about during the week at my blog, manti.wordpress.com, or you can go to christophermanti.com and link right to it. It's about Damascus and how we should not be taking our eyes off of Syria, because when Syria gets it, when Damascus falls, and it will completely be destroyed utterly, so it's uninhabitable, it's the beginning of the end of the world. It's just that simple. And it has dire consequences for the United States. So I encourage you to stick around and listen to my take on that. It's really starting to open up. And I think you feel it in your spirit and in your bones. Something is not quite right, or something is about to really, birth pangs are really about to hit. So, I have a phony. And he's just most of the time fiscally responsible and not afraid to speak his mind, which is all excellent stuff. And really has made a lot of people swoon over being president one day. But I said months ago on this show, and you can document it, you can go see or hear. By the way, you can listen to any of my previous programs. It's archived here on the network, so check that out. I said Chris Christie has no chance. 2016 presidential primary season is open. And he opened it. Like an idiot. It's so far away. And I don't understand, but apparently he views Rand. You may or may not know that I am my political involvement and interest is nearly zero. I have a background of being a campaign manager for a U.S. senator. He's the only choice in my mind to support. You can't waste your money or time on anyone else, period. If you're any type of conservative at all, any type, just get over yourself if you have a problem with him, because he's the only one who has any chance. I'm not even saying he might not be able to win either. But the ideas that he's expressing are so – and the fixes are profound. They're not incremental. They're substantial and wholesale. Anyway, so I'm supporting Rand Paul. RandPaulPresident.com is an interesting site. You might want to check that out. They have a mailing list there. You can sign up. So Chris Christie has called Rand out, and I don't know how you feel as a listener, but I've been what you'd call a conservative with a libertarian bent, basically a very dangerous thought at a Republican governor's forum in Aspen, Colorado. You can name any number of people, and Paul is one of them. Christie, a potential 2016 candidate who appeared on the panel with Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, said lawmakers who are questioning government surveillance programs should hear from the families affected by September 11th attacks. All right, this is ridiculous. What would have surveillance anyway? And they won't, Christie says, won't sit across from those widows, because that's a much tougher conversation to have. The next attack that comes that kills thousands of Americans as a result, people are going to be looking back on the people having this intellectual debate and wondering whether they put, and then before trailing off, it says, we must have stepped away from the mic or caught himself before and say something really dumb. Paul's office shot back Friday, saying Christie may need a, quote, new dictionary. This is from Rand's office. If Governor Christie believes the constitutional rights and the privacy of all Americans is esoteric, he needs a new dictionary, or he just needs to talk to more Americans, because a great number of them are concerned about the dramatic overreach of our government in recent years, Doug Stafford, a senior advisor to Paul, said in a statement to Politico. Defending America and fighting terrorism is a concern of all Americans, especially Senator Paul. But it can and must be done in keeping with our Constitution and while protecting the freedoms that make America exceptional. Well, that's a great statement. That's the bottom line right there. That's perfect. In the words of the governor's favorite lyricist, this is Bruce Springsteen then, You know that flag flying over the courthouse means certain things that are set in stone, who we are and what we'll do and what we won't. There you go. Paul continued the attacks on Twitter, tweeting from his official Senate account Friday that, quote, Christie worries about the dangers of freedom. I worry about the danger of losing that freedom. Spying without warrants is unconstitutional, period. And period is my word. Paul's campaign account took the jabs another step further Friday, writing Christie's last name as Christie, invoking Charlie Crist, suggestion that the New Jersey governor's a party switcher like former Florida Governor Charlie Crist, who switched from Republican to Democratic in 2012. Christie, spelled like Charlie Crist, thinks freedom is dangerous. Dangerous is borrowing money from China to send to people to burn our flag, one tweet read. Christie should hear more from more Americans who value both security and privacy, said another. At the forum in Aspen, Christie also praised President Obama and George W. Bush's policies to fight terrorism. President Obama has done nothing to change the policies of the Bush administration and the war on terrorism. I mean, practically nothing, he said. You know why? Because they work. That's Chris Christie. Why is he wading into this? Fine if he wants to, but why now? It's another reason why he should have none of your money and get none of your time. And I hope you witness against him, so to speak, in your sphere of influence. 718-305-7176, Christopher Manti radio program. Here tonight till 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, I'm not the only program on this network. That's right. Tomorrow is another one, a great one. It's pretty clear. The switch is on to conservativenationradio.org. And we just don't mean in listeners, because Robert Garding's new Wise Conservatism show now comes to you live on Conservative Nation Radio every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time. That's tomorrow. Robert has always had a big internet following, so listen to...
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Indeed, I am Manti, your host. Welcome back to the Christopher Manti radio program. 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176 is the number. Or email me if you want, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. I will gladly take your message there. Or if you're listening live here in the chat room, just put in your question. I may not get to it for a while. I'm not really paying attention as I do the show here. I'm busy talking, reading, thinking, pressing buttons. But there's a chance. So give me any concern, question, thought, opinion, what have you, in any format you'd like. Even if you're listening after on a download a podcast, that's fine. Send me an email as well. I'll get to it next week. Feel free. Conservative Nation Radio Network, thank you for joining me and joining us all week long. Please do so. please go to our page, like it, share it, tell your friends, because we are serious about this, and we're aiming to be the premier internet radio station in America, in the world. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, I promised you earlier, first of all, being a married man, and then conversing with young girls and teenagers and exposing himself and using public, you know, his congressional Twitter and all this stuff. Anyway, so he's finally, by the way, if you remember, he didn't want to resign for the longest time. And this is what liberals do. Left-wingers have no shame and morals. Sorry, they don't. And they filed immediately, by the way. Remember, after he resigned, oh, he's gonna run for mayor of New York. Mayor of New York, this makes me so depressed that he would even have a snowball's chance in hell to be elected anything, much less the biggest city in the country, bigger than most states, some states, as far as budget and all that stuff. But there's, it's so lost. It's to a lost generation and a vicinity, so trampled down by leftist intimidation and brainwashing, and just, you know, that's what they do. So even this scumbag can be elected mayor. It turns out he keeps doing what he was resigned over, and now he trots out his wife, Huma. Okay, now, you may or may not know Huma Zubizaitis has Bill Clinton on the board. I mean, it's a whole scheme. Her life is a scheme. Just like the Clintons. This is the same story played all over again. Hillary has known for decades that Bill is a dirty person. He's a cheater. He never valued their marriage. But she stayed with him exclusively to get to the White House, get him to the White House, to be the First Lady of the United States, and then to become a senator, and then to be president herself. Pure power grab. Lust for power. The only reason. And this Huma chick is doing the same thing. Okay. Anthony Weiner is a jerk, scumbag. He should get a real job or be in jail. He should not be running for anything, controlling anything, managing anybody. Get out. And Huma is now trotted out as a good wife because she's standing by her man and all this crap. Same thing as Hillary was. Guys, a real woman would be gone. A real woman would stand up for herself and leave. This tells you the character of both of them. He's obviously a degenerate, and she is not in it for love, okay? In it for power. That's it. She wants to be the wife of the mayor of New York. And I'm sure she has many other aspirations. And by the way, she's very connected. She has a lot of power in her own right already. And Hillary, I'm sure, has promised her a lot of stuff. And she, you know, who knows what aspirations she has beyond this. But point is, no sympathy. None. Don't even fool yourself into thinking that she's some innocent victim. She knows exactly what's going on, and she is not a real woman. She is here for the power, and that's it. You have a disgrace of a man and a disgrace of a woman. Sorry, that's the facts. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about this Weiner situation, okay? Although, I'm Mr. Weiner, of course, for even making it happen, but come on, Matt Drudge. Be nice to us, will you please? Let's elevate the conversation. You're dragging it down the gutter. One or two, I understand, but it's like every headline is some smart ass remark. Anyway, just wanted to get that off my chest. I appreciate that. Thank you. 718-305-7176. So I am sick of politics already. I can't believe I took up time of my show talking about it. This is disgusting. It's a cesspool. It's an evil enterprise. And it's worthless. I mean, I don't want to tell anyone else what to do, especially my listeners, but part of me really wants to say, come out of her, my children, okay? Get out. If you believe in God and you serve Jesus, do that. Get serious about that. And that's what I'm going to do the rest of this show. And show you some things in the Bible that you may not have known. I guarantee you didn't know some of it. And we're going to touch on a lot of stuff. But please get out of politics. Please. No, I don't care who you are supporting or putting up. It's all vanity and emptiness. Right? Can you imagine? I mean, the examples are endless, time after time, person after person after person. Oh, I worked so hard for this guy to get him in office, and oh my gosh, we won, and he's failed. Or, you know, now he disappoints me. Now he's let me down. How many examples do you need to figure out that it's a dead enterprise, and no salvation will come from a politician or a political answer? None. No major changes that need to be made to save our republic will happen from politics or from the judiciary or from anything other than God himself. He's warned us. He sent us warnings. He sent us 9/11 to wake us up and turn back to him, not to be arrogant and boastful and rebuild stronger and taller. That's the message of the Harbinger. I suggest you read that. Anyway, we'll get into all that the rest of the program. When we come back, I wrote a blog with a intentionally provocative title called "The Fall of Damascus is the Beginning of the End of the World." And truly it is. And we'll get into why after the break. So let us be secure in the knowledge that God will take care of us, and let's be secure with LifeLock. ConservativeNationRadio.org is very proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. I think you know that. And now, Conservative Nation Radio is proud to announce that when you join LifeLock, you get the first 30 days for free and 10% off of the regular price from then on, only through us, conservativenationradio.org. So, to protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org now. And click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did. And we'll be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance.
I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. in less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Pop in the chat room, see if I'll either myself or someone else who's in there can chat it up with you. Okay, good deal. Trinity Media Studios welcomes you back to the Manti Show, 5:33 now, 33 after the hour. And, yeah, I'm done talking this politics stuff. It's making me crazy. As I said before the break, I have blogged a new subject, and it's the start of something, the biggest thing I've ever imagined for myself, for my business, and for a lot of others. Not to oversell it, but it's a very bold and large idea. I'm not saying it will happen exactly as I imagine it, but the thought is there, and but I do know the what, and I do know the what order. It could be 10 years from now, could be longer, could be 5 years, 1 year, 6 months, could be next month, could be this month. In general, the deception that is pervasive throughout Christianity, the Christian world, is the imminency of the return of Jesus Christ. It is a millennial point of view. In other words, almost everything in the Bible is fulfilled now. That's their belief. The only thing left to come is the very end of the book of Revelation, which we'll get to eventually, when Jesus returns. And then they couple that with the end of the millennium, with the great white throne judgment, as they say, and people, it's returned to judge everyone, and that's the end, and then the earth is renewed, and that's that. Just the very, very, very end. Both doctrines contain the lie that Christ can return at any moment. Not only is that not true, there are a great many things that happened beforehand. Christ talked about it himself. Paul talked about it. Revelation talks about it. The Old Testament prophets talk about it. So basically my thought is, A, lay it all out, because a lot of people have bits and pieces, but nobody seems to have everything there. And that's okay. That could be part of the plan. You know, different parts of the body have different jobs and different knowledge and all that, and I understand that. But I think it's time to lay it all out and prepare folks for the great tribulation to come. Now, that will be in many forms, in different stages of the clock. It will take different forms. It could be just a spiritual persecution. It could be a civil war, world war, civil unrest, prepper type of stuff, persecution against Christians, against those who really won't flinch in the face of a false Messiah. I mean, it's a very big undertaking, like I said. So I blogged about the first step. The first thing that has to happen, and we're getting so close to it if you're paying attention, the fall of Damascus. Well, what the heck does that have to do with anything, you say? I say, God says so. Look at Isaiah 17 to begin with. The 17th chapter of Isaiah is an unfulfilled prophecy. God does not lie. God does not mince his words. God does not waste paper. In verses 1 and 2, Damascus is utterly destroyed for the first time in history. It has never been uninhabitable or a ruinous heap, as the King James would call it. It has been attacked a lot, yes, and razed, yes, but never to this point. And it's coupled with the fall of Ephraim. Verses 1 and 2, you'll see Isaiah 17. Damascus is utterly destroyed for the first time in history. Then, well, see how close we are to that moment right now. Right? Damascus. It's going to, hell is about to break loose. We are talking about going there. We're in the area. Russia is in the area. It's a powder keg. The Al-Qaeda is there. The Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood, everybody, every bad situation is coming to a head there. And this is by design. God is setting it up this way. In verse 3 of Isaiah 17, it says, the fortified city will disappear from Ephraim. And we'll get into this more, but Ephraim is the United States. Not spiritually, not replacing Ephraim, but is the literal descendants of Ephraim. And that verse 3, when it says the fortified city will disappear, means America's national defenses will be lost or penetrated. We are the last superpower. And when her wings are plucked, that's our wings as the great eagle. Remember, God is the one who granted us the power. We did not create our power on our own, regardless of what we may say. American ingenuity, yada, yada, yada. It's all God's blessings. No other nation receives those wings when it is taken from us. No other nation. Do you understand? You can't go anywhere else. You can't run away to Australia or Iceland or Belize. You can't get away. There is no place to run. America falls, and the one world political system arises to replace us. That is the only scenario. And it makes sense. Forget the Bible for a second. Forget what you read about what God says. Just look at the world today. I mean, global governance has been a fantasy for forever, but since the United Nations was formed, I mean, that's their whole goal. To replace the United States with themselves. So there's no problem in fulfilling this. Once America goes down, there's nothing but the UN or whatever they choose to call themselves after that. Again, this is by design. God is making this happen. This time, when the one world political system arises, this is when the four winds are released. And we read about the four winds in the book of Revelation and Daniel and Zechariah. In other words, the first of the seven trumpets that herald the end is sounded. To wit, we covered the trumpets earlier in this program and earlier episodes in this book of Revelation in chapter 8 and 9. Actually, we're still in it because this is between the 6th and 7th trumpets that we're in, chapter 12. Verse 4 of Isaiah 17 says, in that day, the day that Damascus is destroyed and the fortified city disappears from Ephraim, okay? In that day, the glory of Jacob will fade and the fatness of his flesh will become lean. What is that? Jacob is all the tribes of Israel, all his descendants' richness shall fade and his fatness will become lean. What does that mean? The economies of all the nations of Jacob, that's America, Europe, Canada, etc., will fall. Global economic collapse. The rest of the world will, of course, follow as we are the bulwark. This almost happened in 2008, remember? This is the global economic collapse foretold in the third seal of Revelation. We, again, covered that as well in Chapter 6. Second witness to this whole thing is Jeremiah 49. Again, Damascus has become helpless. She has turned away to flee, and panic has gripped her. Distress and pangs have taken hold of her like a woman in childbirth. That should set your alarm bells off if you know your New Testament. Birth pangs, woman in childbirth, whoa. This is one of the birth pangs that Jesus told you about, Matthew 24, Mark 13. Wars and rumors of wars. Damascus, the war for Damascus. That is Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria. The word Samaria means watch mountain or capital hill, as you might say. Asserting in pride and arrogance of heart. That's how we responded, isn't it? That message, it said the Lord sends a message. That message was sent on 9/11/01. All the people saw it. We answered him only with pride and arrogance. America has been under increasingly harsh judgment since then. Exactly 7 years after that, September 2008, like I just mentioned, there are no more. The reason is simply stated in verse 16. Those who guide this people are leading them astray, and those who are guided by them are brought to confusion. Does that sound like your political situation, America? Okay, and there's more to this on my blog. Please check it out, manti.wordpress.com, or just go to christophermanti.com and links right to it. Or follow the Facebook page. Anyway, lots of ways to get to it. I encourage you to go read it, and a great new project from Trinity Media will be launched around this. That'll be a tremendous labor, that's for sure, on my part. Hopefully you will join me. I hope you do. You know, I'm not the only show on this network. I'm here till 7 o'clock, but Conservative Nation Radio is very proud to welcome a new show to our lineup. It's called Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. So we're not only on the East Coast here, we're all over the place. We're welcoming Dave to our lineup on Mondays. Even if you're not from the Volunteer State, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and some of the most informed guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday, so make sure to check them out. It is brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central Time, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing.
The Internet's official Rhino Hunting Safari.
Welcome back to the Anti-Hitler Program. 7305-7676 is the phone number. Shoot me an email if you want, christopher@conservativenationradio.org, if you would like. Jump in the chat room here. We've had people pop in and out. That's awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening live, or if you're listening after, that is completely great. Thank you so much for that. Please continue to do so and spread it around. Facebook it, Twitter it out there. Appreciate that very much. I just wanted I guess I'm not supposed to make comments on our commercials, that PSA about Billy and the going to the state fair. That was messed up. That was pretty cruel. Anyway, I don't think I want to play that anymore. Okay, so we are finally to the point of the program that I'm looking forward to the most. And that is Revelation. Back to it, line by line, precept upon precept, as it's supposed to be. Most people, I'm pretty sure, never read through the whole book, even Christians. It's too confusing, it's too scary, they are told by their church they don't need to know it. Or, oh, it's already happened, don't worry about it. Or, oh, you don't need to worry about it because you'll be gone. How convenient to the Bible. So the imagery has to remain consistent. Okay? That's it. Now, up to this point, we've gone up to chapter 11, and we just went through the quote-unquote two witnesses and how they cannot be Moses and Elijah. Has to be two regular, normal people, such as they are, flesh people right now living, or whenever this happens. Nothing extraordinary about them. They certainly aren't people who've lived previously on the earth. Just like every prophet that came before them, they are simply men who God chose and God speaks through. All right? And one of the things that does appear in this 11th chapter, just to rewind a bit, is the temple in heaven. And there was a discussion about this on Facebook earlier today, and pretty much another co-host, Duke Brooks, and I have talked about it more than a few times. There's this belief out there in prophecy circles that a third temple must be built in Jerusalem for Bible prophecy to come to pass. And that is bogus. It's bogus. I'm not saying there won't be one built or one attempted for deception's sake and confusion's sake. It's entirely possible. I'm not saying it won't happen, but the Bible does not require it. In fact, it doesn't even mention it. Old and New Testament, nowhere, not one place, is there a third temple. None. Jesus and Paul especially make it crystal clear that the temple of God is the church. That's you, Christian. You are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit, that His glory, lives in you. Paul says that specifically three times. Jesus said, if you tear this temple down, I'll rebuild it in 3 days. The temple he was speaking of was his body. That's not an interpretation. That's a quote. And the second temple was standing at that time. Anyway, no third temple is required. The deception is much more seductive than that. Every Christian in the world would realize, oh, there's a new temple there. Whoop, Satan's sitting in there, or, you know, Antichrist, that's him. Bingo. Game over. That's not going to happen, folks. Okay? The temple is you. To sit in the temple of God. When Satan sits in the temple, when he's cast to earth, that's your mind. That's worshiping him. That's the mark of the beast. Accepting the mark of the beast is allowing him to sit in your temple. That's why the mark is in your forehead. In your forehead. Not on it. In it. What's in your forehead? Your brain. Your mind. What do you believe? Who do you serve? That's why it's in your hand. You serve with your hands. You work with your hands. Built in Jerusalem. Okay? Prophetically irrelevant. Know that. Now, we will commence finally with chapter 12, the book of Revelation. Open once again. Let's go to church. Yes, come on, Revelation. The church out the world to the time of the end, the Lord's day, the subject of the entire book. The events immediately preceding the Lord's day is what the book of Revelation is all about. or day, not any given Sunday, or any other day of the week, or any time in the past. The day of the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day, his day is the millennium. And it's when Jesus returns to rule on the earth with his church. Okay? Future event. So please keep that in mind. This is the subject of Revelation as we go to, and I'll be using the NASB version. That's, to me, it's the best combination of literal interpretation and modern language. King James is good as along with this one for studying because you can trace it back to the Strong's original languages in the Hebrew and Greek. That is the word of God. The English is not. So, let us commence. Chapter 12 in this, like I mentioned 2 weeks ago, is one of the most sweeping, the broadest scope in this chapter of any in the entire Bible, I think. Maybe Genesis chapter 1. The time period that is covered by this is phenomenal. So let's go. This is after John has seen the temple opened in heaven. In other words, Jesus is returning. The two witnesses and everyone else is being gathered to Christ at his return. Then there's a parentheses and another vision aside from that to explain what's happening, give further detail, who this beast is that just killed these witnesses. A great Revelation 12, verse 1. A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman was one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Joseph had a dream. You may remember, back in the book of Genesis, he had a dream. The sun, the moon, and 12 stars. Do you recall that? Think about it. When we come back after the break, we'll delve into it and find out exactly what that's all about. This is the Christopher Manti radio program, 718-305-7176, and we'll be back right after this.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. The war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com. To volunteer for Tennessee.
I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, your humble host is back. Returned with you now. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. Give me a call if you'd like. Actually, right now, I prefer you didn't. We're getting to the Book of Revelation, chapter 12 here, and it's the most in-depth thing I could possibly imagine. So if you can bear to listen, please do so. Save your questions for later. Or email Christopher@conservativenationradio.org. Thank you so much for joining me. 4 minutes after the hour now. I'm here till 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Conservative Nation Radio, thank you so much for your time. This is chapter 37. Joseph, the youngest of the tribesmen, Israel. It says, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. It made him a coat of many colors. You remember that? Joseph's coat of many colors. So it's important to realize that Joseph is the most loved of Israel. Okay, he had a dream. He's had many dreams. Joseph had a dream. 37, Genesis verse 5. And he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. They hated him. They're jealous of him. Now he had Here it is. 37:9. Now he had another dream and related it to his brothers and said, "Lo, look, I have had another dream. Behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were." That's Jacob, Israel, and his mom. Okay, well, what's this all about? Let's continue with Revelation 12. Now you know what the reference is to. You don't have to rely on somebody else's opinion about what it means. She, the woman with the crown of 12 stars and the sun and the moon, was with child. Israel was with child. And she cried out. Why did all those angels try to pervert the seed line and only Noah's family was unaffected? Remember all that? Well, here's your answer. Revelation 12:3. Then another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his heads were 7 diadems. Diadems are crowns. Now, this is interesting. Who's the dragon? Now we're her child. Friend, this isn't too difficult, is it? The dragon is Satan. The third of the stars of heaven are the third who followed him in the past. This is way, way back in Genesis chapter 1. The sons of God, okay, saw the daughters of Adam. Right? All that? You remember? How about Satan himself? He was in the Garden of Eden, was he not? They all tried to disrupt the bloodline, and I think you know what that means. The bloodline to this child that was to be born from Israel. Again, way back to Genesis. I will put enmity between your seed and his seed. Two different bloodlines. One, it would be a pretty important baby. Now, this time where he swept away the third of the stars, this happened before man was ever created. Flesh man. Genesis 1:2 said the earth became formless and void. It became that way. Book of Isaiah and Peter tell you why. This is with the rebellion, the overthrow. This is when Satan had a third of God's children against him. This is where it comes from. A third of the stars of heaven, those are angels or God's children, threw them to the earth. Okay, and remember, some of them came down and actually had sex with women and produced the Gibor, the giants. Anyway, so you see the period of time this is covering. This is going way, way back to prehistory and through Genesis, the time of Noah. Uh-oh, time of Noah. I think Jesus said it would be just like the time of Noah at the end. All right, file that away. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. Now, who could that be? Gee, I wonder. This is a direct quote from Psalms 2:9. Right? And the man child, that's Luke chapter 2. Okay, it's Jesus Christ. It's Yeshua. He is the child that was born to the woman from Israel who will, not yet, but who will rule the nations, that's the whole earth, with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. When did that happen? There's a little thing called the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the ascension, right? This is Jesus' resurrection and return to God, to the throne in heaven. So simple. This is not complicated, folks. Verse 5 of Revelation 12 tells you Jesus is born, he died, he rose from the dead, and now is sitting at the right hand of God. Don't we know that from the New Testament already? Okay, let's just remember this is the child and the woman he came from. Now, Israel doesn't just go away after she gave birth. She's still around. She has many, many, many children at this point. So it continues. Remember, Jesus now is in heaven. This is the age we're presently in. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God so that there she would be nourished for 1,260 days. This is a time period that is specific and given in days. Remember, I told you last time, prophecies like this that say days or years are measured by the sun. The sun rises and sets, that's a day. The sun goes around the earth once, that's Earth goes around the sun once, that's a year. If it's in moons, that's a month. A moon is satanic time, bad things happening, okay? This is God's stuff, God's doing, okay? And we have to really get into it at some other point, but I'll leave it to you for now. The woman fled to the wilderness when she had a place prepared by God. Now, something I really want you to think about, because it's after the resurrection, but before his return. Now, listen, this is after the 1260 days, the first 3.5 years of the last, of the end. And there was war in heaven. What? Wait a minute. War in heaven. I thought this was thousands of years ago, Manti. Wrong. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels waged war. Now, hang on a second. The dragon we just saw was here in times past, eons past, took a third of God's children away. They tried to disrupt the seed line. They tried to stop Christ from being born and achieving his purpose. Just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. Wink, wink. But don't be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives, outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls, even those done by leftists. So if you respect traditional American values, there is a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TRADAM, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without these turf wars and find out exactly what's new in the conservative community. So, join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the revolution, all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. Trad-AM, of course, is a liberal free website, and we'll be right back.
Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. And
show, it's I, the humble host, 718-305-7176, 718-305. We sure are. This is the final resistance, your place to fight. 718-305-7176. 40 more minutes left on the air this week, and I'll be glad to fill it up with God's Word. That's right. Let's go back in time and do this again. We are reading the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and we are up to verse 7. Okay, so I said Satan's in heaven. Right now, July 26, 2013, Satan is in heaven. That's right, he is. And he is kept there. He is locked in there by Michael. How do we know this? Michael and his angels were waging war in heaven, and the dragon waged war. And they were not strong enough, so that there were no longer a place found for them in heaven. This has not happened yet. This has not happened yet. This has not happened yet. Duh. Number one, because you're not, if you think it has, you're not following the timeline here. You're not following the narrative. We just saw Jesus be born and then resurrected up to God, taken up to heaven. Then the woman is fled into the wilderness. So this is all after Jesus, okay? This isn't some time in the past where Satan's cast out and or is in heaven. She flies to the wilderness, goes to the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God. She's nourished for 1260 days. These 1260 days are at the end. The book of Daniel also talks about this. So this is at the end. Satan is still in heaven at the end. Second witness to this is the book of Daniel. Let's go to it. What does Michael have to do with this, you say? I said that he's holding Satan. All right, let's go. I want to get the right version here so we have a consistent English. Okay. Daniel chapter 10. Two places in Daniel. Chapter 10 talks about Michael came to help me. This is quite possibly Jesus talking himself, being helped by Michael fighting off the prince of Persia. We'll get into that another time. Point is, he's an angel. Daniel chapter 12. Now, at that time, this is the time of the end, right? Daniel chapter 12, it just goes through all these visions and prophecies in the previous chapters. Now, at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, that's Israel, we just saw her go to the wilderness, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such that has never occurred since there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who, there never was such a time up to that point. Michael acting, standing up. Remember I said look at Daniel chapter 10? And Michael was helping fight this supernatural battle. Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. But I will show you what is noted in the scripture of truth. There is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. Holdeth. Holds. What is he holding? Chazak, okay, is the word there. To hold strong, to have courage, or to harden, okay? This is the same thing that Paul is talking about when he's talking about the restrainer in the New Testament. Right? Withholdeth. Or he that will leadeth in the King James. Right? Until he be taken out of the way. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Do you not remember while I was with you, Paul says, I was telling you these things? And you know that what restrains him now, who's him? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is about the false Christ. Now I request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or message or letter as if from us that the Lord of the day of the Lord has come. He's saying don't believe anyone who tells you the day of the Lord is here or that it could happen at any time. Let no one deceive you. I told you this before, this is in you, displaying himself as being God. This happens before the day of the Lord comes, before we are gathered to him, rapture, okay? Don't let any man deceive you. The false Christ and the falling away from the true Christ must come first. Do you not remember I was with you? I was telling you these things, says Paul. And you know what restrains him now, what restrains the son of perdition now, so that in his time he will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth, bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. And it goes on to say that Satan's power is with him because he is Satan. Now, who is this? Who is this who is restraining him? Well, Daniel just told you who's restraining him. Michael. No one withholds in these things except Michael. Michael and Satan have a thing, guys. Even the book of Jude talks about it. the little book of Jude, which you may not have even knew was there. Right? It's in there. Jude chapter 1, there's only one chapter, verse 9. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Okay, anyway, point is, Michael and the devil are matched up, okay? They're mano a mano. Michael is the withholder. He is the restrainer. It tells you that again in Revelation, that at the time of the end, there is war in heaven. Michael and his angels fight against the dragon, Satan, and his angels. And they were not strong enough. There was no longer a place found for them in heaven. It means they're in heaven now. And that great dragon was thrown out. The serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. This has not happened yet. I mean, isn't it incredibly obvious by this time in this narrative of chapter 12? Michael restrains Satan after Jesus is here, after he resurrects, after he ascends to God, after the woman is sent to her place, after the 1260 days are over, there is war in heaven. Michael the restrainer lets him go. He is not in heaven anymore because Michael is not there to keep him. Bye-bye. Eviction time. Eviction notice. Satan and his angels are cast down to the earth. The serpent of old. What does that mean? That means a Genesis. The serpent of Genesis is Satan the devil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is the devil, Satan himself. The dragon, the serpent, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, false Christ, false prophet. He deceives the whole world. I harp on this because so many people just don't get it. Please, I hope you get it. Got one more section here. After the break, we'll get back into it. This is the Christopher Manti Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving?
Welcome back, friends. Christopher Manti Radio program is back for one more half hour with 718-305-7176 is the number. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Please visit trinitymediaonline.com for some brand new stuff that's coming down the pike that is so amazing and exciting. The biggest thing I've ever conceived of, and we'll see. Oh, by the way, update on Trinity, if you're interested. Our client, Crystal Kelly, is busy writing a book right now, and that will be out hopefully by Christmas, and it's going very well. Fantastic. And it's going to be just a heart-wrenching, incredible witness to life, to not aborting your child and all the machinations that go into that from a supposedly pro-choice, quote-unquote, woman. Well, she saw that abortion was murder, and she couldn't kill her daughter. So that book will be out hopefully by Christmas time, and as soon as we have a title or release date, I'll let you know. But again, there's that, and then our new project is coming out soon. I'll reveal the name of that shortly. Please check us out. Remember, Facebook, Manti Show. Please give me a like and share. Also, the network itself, Conservative Nation Radio, is on Facebook. Like and share. CNR Show on Twitter. CNR Show. I know people on Twitter are different than people on Facebook for some reason. But, yeah, either one or both, please do so and spread the word around. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. By the way, I almost forgot. We have a sponsor this hour called Patriot Depot. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative. Yes, you are. You love America, just like we do. And you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. So if that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to all those essentials is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website and click on the Patriot Depot banner. It's right there in the front. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism or real conservatives. There you go, Patriot Depot. Please, please, please visit and prepare. Prepare. That is the word of the day. Okay. Oh, by the way, another reminder before I get back into the Bible and forget all about this, conservativenationradio.org has been revamped and is now fully optimized for smartphones, Android, iPhone, BlackBerry. So you can download all our podcasts or listen live whenever you want, wherever you are. Same great shows, same great people, now fully optimized for your smartphone. It's Conservative Nation Radio, smartphone ready. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Thank you. Wanted to get that out there. Please visit us and listen on your cell phone. That's pretty kick butt, if you ask me. That is awesome. Thank you from our staff for putting that together. Okay, one more segment here. I have hopefully made clear to you folks that Satan is coming to the earth with his angels. He's not here yet. This casting out of heaven business has not happened. Has not happened. Okay, so let's find out when he is finally cast down. We find out Michael was restraining him, was withholding him this whole time until the hour where he could be here to deceive the world. Okay. Verse 10, Revelation 12. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of God, of our God, and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been cast down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. So the accuser who is in heaven, right? Look at the book of Job, for goodness sake. This is what he does, right? He accuses the brethren from heaven. The brethren being Christians. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, which they did not love their life even when faced with death. This is what you have to be prepared for, people. This is what it's going to come down to. Verse 12. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, because Satan's gone. But woe to the earth and the sea is yet to occur. And now pay attention. His names will be changing, but the entity is the same guy. It's a guy you will see with your eyes. It's not a possession of someone else. It's him in a spiritual body, yes, but visible and physical. And when, now he was just called the devil has come down to you, now having great wrath. By the way, that's what the great tribulation is. The wrath of Satan is the great tribulation. The wrath of God happens at the end of the great tribulation. Okay. And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, okay, now pay attention. He was just the devil. Now he's the dragon. There are reasons for these names. And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted, but he gave birth to the male child. Okay, so this is not in the past. I completely want to drill this into your head. This is not in the past. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place where she was nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. Now pay attention. We just saw the woman went to the wilderness before Satan was here. And she was nourished for, wait a minute, not times, times and a half a time, but specifically for 1,260 days. Why has it changed from 1,260 days to time and times and half a time? This requires wisdom. And that wisdom, you have to go up two verses. Satan, the devil, has a short time. What does that mean? Well, some generic short time. Jesus said this too, guys. He refers to Daniel and said the great tribulation will be the greatest time of distress, 3.5 years, but it's not stated as 3.5 years. It's not stated as 1,260 days because it's now less than that. And Revelation 9 and Book of Genesis tells you exactly how long it is. 5 months. My opinion. I'm sure it's right, but hey, go for it. It's been shortened. It's not 3.5 years anymore. It's not 1,260 days. It's written as time, times, and half a time for a reason. Verse 15. And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. What's this now? A serpent? First of all, he was just the dragon. And before that, he was the devil. These are the roles that he plays, the lies that he tells, the personalities he claims. One more break, and then we'll finish up this.
Friends here.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, I am here. One more segment. 7 o'clock, I'm out for the night. This is Manti Radio Program. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Email me. Or if you're in the chat room, in and out, please feel free to pop in, address your concern, question, any care that you may have. Thank you for joining me live. Or if you're on podcast, downloading me later, that is perfectly acceptable. And I appreciate you just as much. I love you all the same. So thank you for doing that. And every Friday, 5 to 7, Conservative Nation Radio Network, thank you for tuning in and spreading the word to your friends and family and enemies. All right? Maybe we get some leftists listening in and convert them. That would be awesome. So let us finish up this book of Revelation chapter 12, shall we? Because I don't have much time left. We don't have much time left. The serpent, has just poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so she might cause her to be swept away with the flood. Follow the imagery, guys. Again, this is imagery. There's no literal serpent who will vomit out a giant river after some woman to sweep her away. What the heck is that all about? We told you who the woman is. You know who the woman is. You know who the serpent is. So when the serpent, Satan, is here on the earth for the great tribulation, his wrath against the woman who is a believers, okay, the elect, Christians, Israel, okay, however you want to term it, he's after her to persecute. What is this flood? Well, it comes out of his mouth. What comes out of your mouth? Words. Words that would cause her to be swept away with the flood. First of all, it's called a flood of lies. Okay, that's how I like to put it. But again, this should bring you back to the Lord, to the words of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, and Genesis. This is why this 5-month period, I think, has validity, because, again, this is talking about swept away with the flood. And the days of Noah, those will be the days of the coming of Jesus. That's what the Lord said. Well, how long was the flood on the earth? 5 months. File that away. Verse 16, but the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. This is supernatural intervention, I think, by God here. That the earth itself will disprove some of these lies that Satan will use to ensnare the elect. Now, conjecture about what that might be, but the point is, the deception will not work, and Satan will be ticked off, as we see in the last verse 17. So the dragon, again, we're back to the dragon now, not the serpent. Remember, the serpent is subtle, has a silver tongue, is about lies and deceit, and sounds oh so religious. Oh, so peaceful. That's the serpent role. Now, after the serpent didn't get what he wanted with this flood out of his mouth, so the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war. This is the war aspect of the devil, okay? The dragon. This is where he fights his wars. In heaven, you saw it. Casts the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus. Personally, my opinion is there's a difference between the election, the elect, who Satan will never touch or convince that he's the Christ, and the other Christians of the world who are not so protected. So he goes to make war with them. And it's not great news for all of them, but that's the end of the chapter. So again, we have the same events being talked about over and over and over. The seals. If you see the false Christ coming in seal number one. You see Satan arriving on earth in trumpet number three. You see the actions of his angels in trumpet number five and number six. It's the same event. The same event. Satan and his angels will be cast out from heaven. This is bottom lining it. Chapter 12 bottom lines it. It goes from prehistory, the Old Testament, Jesus' birth and resurrection, the New Testament period, all the way up to the end in the last 3.5 years, and then the last 5 months. Right up to the end. If you don't have it in your mind sealed, you're in danger of accepting the mark of the beast, period. I don't care what you've been told, what you believed previously about you think you're going to be gone, or you think there's this stuff already happened, or it can't possibly affect you, you're good. Well, got news for you. Study up or you're in trouble. Satan and his angels are coming. That's the ultimate end of all these prophetic things, because that's the great tribulation. And this is the time where the woman is going to be nourished in a wilderness. And run that through your mind if you want, but it's going to be quite the time. As never before in the history of the world, Daniel and Jesus both said that. And Paul makes it explicitly clear that we will not be going back to Jesus. We will not be gathered to him in any rapture until Satan is cast out and the apostasy, that's the falling away, happens. That means Christians are deceived. They fall away from the true Christ to the arms of the false. This is why Jesus would say, I better not find you pregnant when I come back. Woe to them with child. Because it means you are sleeping with the enemy. Be prepared in every way, physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, whatever. Get right with God. He's your only hope. Next week, we'll do chapter 13, which is, again, so incredible and important. Because so many times you'll hear people again talk about, oh, the beast this, the beast this. The... There are two beasts. There are two.